There's nothing more vile than a chicken munching cone. I'm sending every nigger to the emergency room. A fist to the face or a crack to the spine. I laugh when I see a black patient flatline. Dr. Moonman is here to treat your wounds. Lol, more like watch my shotgun go boom. When I stick the barrel straight down your throat. That shit is hilarious. I don't mean to gloat, but I've never met a nigger who could outrun me. They scamper and flee like bitch, seriously. Last time I watched the ape escape commence, a nigger got his ass impaled on a fence. The literal definition of butthurt, lynching big snoobs till my penis squirts. Then the kikes on YouTube shut me down, all because of my hatred for stinky browns. But I keep rising back to the top of the charts, running over nigger faggots with my shopping carts, leaving a bloody wake of death and gore that leads to the pussy of an ugly crack whore. But this song isn't about your mommy. It's about these niggers who want to claw me. I'll bend their bodies like origami and mush their corpses into pastrami. Yucky. Okay, we've digressed long enough. Now let's get back to the hospital stuff. We need 88 cc's of genocide stat to murder the niggers before they get fat. Obese black bodies take longer to burn. But I wouldn't expect a nigger to learn how to stay reasonably healthy when all they ever do is eat fucking KFC. That's a tip to all the white girls and boys. Stay away from Oreos and Chips Ahoy. Eat all your veggies and get exercise, or else you'll balloon to a monstrous size like Laquifa Shani Quali Dasha Jackson, whose life choices made her a circus attraction. Plus you'll be strong and fit for the race war, punching nigger children dead on the floor. Fuck, I'm awful at staying on topic, but with this anger at niggers I can't stop it. There's so many things that dindus do wrong, that's why I've made like 6 million songs. But I'm only scratching the creative surface about rapping how blacks are completely worthless. This freedom of speech is never stopping, and niggers are the second best pizza topic. Right behind Jews, of course.